Nutrition. Nutrition is the process by which living things make or obtain food for metabolic activities. Types or methods of nutrition. There are three types of nutrition, and these divisions are based on the source of carbon, source of energy, type of food, feeding relations, state of food, and the process involved in making and taking the food into the body. The main component of food is carbon, and there are two main types of nutrition in terms of whether the carbon is obtained from organic or inorganic source. Carbon from the environment, apart from living tissue, is classified as inorganic carbon, whilst that obtained from a living tissue is classified as organic carbon. The two main types of nutrition in terms of the source of carbon in food are autotrophic and heterotrophic nutrition. Autotrophic nutrition utilizes simple inorganic source of carbon, such as carbon dioxide, with other raw materials to synthesize complex organic compounds such as starch, which may be the starting raw materials for heterotrophic nutrition, because living things known as heterotrophs, which undergo heterotrophic nutrition, lack the ability to synthesize food from inorganic source. Heterotrophic nutrition therefore involves feeding on complex, ready-made organic food from autotrophic nutrition. Autotrophic nutrition. Auto means self. Autotrophic nutrition is the process by which organisms synthesize organic compounds from simple inorganic materials. Autotrophs are organisms which synthesize organic compound and organic carbon from simple inorganic materials. Autotrophs include green plants, algae, and some bacteria. Types of autotrophic nutrition. These are photosynthetic and chemosynthetic nutrition. Autotrophic nutrition requires energy, and autotrophs use two specific sources of energy. 1. Photosynthetic nutrition, also known as holophytic. Photosynthetic is also known as holophytic, and this process of synthesizing organic food from inorganic sources using light energy. Phototrophs, organisms that utilize light energy to synthesize their organic requirements, are phototrophs. Examples are all green plants, algae, and blue-green bacteria. Chemosynthetic nutrition. This is the process of synthesizing organic food from inorganic sources by utilizing chemical energy. Chemotrophs. Organisms that utilize energy from chemical to synthesize their organic requirements are chemotrophs. Chemotrophs include some nitrogen cycle bacteria such as nitrosomonas and nitrobacter. Heterotrophic nutrition. Heterotrophic nutrition is the process by which organisms feed on complex ready-made organic food from autotrophs. Heterotrophs. These are organisms that feed on complex ready-made organic food from autotrophs. Heterotrophs include all animals, all fungi, some prokaryotes, and majority of bacteria. The main idea in heterotrophic nutrition is the breaking of complex food to simpler soluble forms. Differences between autotrophs and heterotrophic nutrition. In autotrophic nutrition, carbon is obtained from inorganic source, but in heterotrophic nutrition, carbon is obtained from organic source. In autotrophic nutrition, Simple materials are used and in heterotrophic nutrition. Complex raw materials are used in autotrophic nutrition. There's a complex end product, but in heterotrophic nutrition, there's a simple end product. Most of heterotrophic nutrition. The most of heterotrophic nutrition include holozoic nutrition, saprophytic nutrition, mutualistic nutrition, commensalism, and parasitic. 1. Holozoic nutrition. In this type of nutrition, food is taken in for digestion, absorption, and assimilation. Example, nutrition in mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, insects, and prokaryotes. 2. Saprotrophic nutrition. In this type, organisms depend on organic matter from dead bodies of other organisms for their organic requirements. Adaptation for saprophytism in fungi. Example is rhizopus. 1. Thin hyphae for absorption. 2. Branched hyphae for large surface area. 3. Tip of rhizoids secrete amylase, protease, and lipase for extracellular digestion of carbohydrates, proteins, and lipids, respectively. Similarities in holozoic and saprophytic modes of nutrition. 1. Both secrete digestive enzymes. 2. Both leave useless residue from food. 3. Both synthesize proteins from amino acids and not from sugars and nitrates, as found in plants. 4. Both cannot use simpler carbohydrates to build cellulose. Parasitic nutrition. This occurs when an organism lacks a well-developed digestive system and depends on already digested food from the host. Adaptations for parasitic nutrition. 1. Highly specialized mouthparts for sucking food. 2. Boring devices to enter the host body. 3. Attachment organs such as hooks and suckers prevent it from moving on host food. 4. Resistant outer covering to digestion in host alimentary canal. 5. Absorption of food may occur across the entire body. Holozoic modes of feeding in terms of diet. Herbivores feeding. In this, organisms feed on plant materials. Carnivorous feeding. In this, organisms feed on fish. Omnivorous feeding. In this, organisms feed on both plant and flesh. Feeding mechanisms in invertebrates. There are three main divisions, namely fluid feeding, microphagous feeding, and microphagous feeding. The divisions are based on the state and size of food ingested. 1. Fluid feeding. This involves the ingestion of food in liquid form. 2. Microphagous. This is the ingestion of small food particles. There are three types of this type. 3. Macrophagous. This involves the ingestion of large food particles. It should be noted that mode of nutrition and mode of feeding are necessary. Dentition. Dentition refers to the type, number, and arrangement of teeth in the buccal cavity of an animal. Types of dentition. There is heterodont dentition and homodont dentition. Heterodont dentition. This refers to the type of dentition in which the teeth vary in size and shape and perform special functions. Examples, dentition in mammals such as human, sheep, dog. Homodont dentition. This refers to the type of dentition in which all the teeth are of the same size and shape. Examples, dentition in amphibians, reptiles, and fish. Terms in dentition. 1. Monophyodont dentition. This refers to one set of teeth in a lifetime. 2. Diffident dentition. This refers to two sets of teeth in a lifetime. Example is dentition in mammals. 3. Polyphodont dentition. This refers to the type of dentition in which teeth are continuously shed and replaced during lifetime. Examples: dentition in sharks and frogs. Dentition in mammals. Mammals have four types of teeth, namely the incisors, canines. Premolars and molars are referred to as cheek teeth. Types of teeth in mammals and their function. Incisors for cutting, biting, gnawing and holding food. Canines for tearing and cutting. Premolars for grinding and crushing. Molars for grinding and crushing. Special features and adaptation of the different types of teeth in human. Incisors. 1. They have chisel-shaped crown used for cutting and gnawing food, and they have a single root. Canines. They are blindly pointed for tearing and piercing food. They have a single root. Premolars. They have a crown with a large surface area with two raised pairs known as cups for grinding and crushing. They have one or two roots for firmer attachment to the jawbone. Molar. They have a crown which has a flat surface with four or five cups for grinding and crushing. Each has two or three roots for firmer attachment to the jawbone. It should be noted that the cups of the upper and lower jaw of the cheekbone interlock to form a grinding mechanism. Differences in structure with reference to their function. 1. Whereas the cheek teeth have broad and flat crown for grinding and crushing, incisors have flat and sharp crown for cutting and biting. In addition, canines have pointed crown for tearing. 2. Cheek teeth have more difficult tasks than incisors and canines, and as a result, cheek teeth have two or more roots, with canines and incisors each having one root. Sets of dentition in mammals. Mammals have two sets of dentition in their lifetime. These two sets include milk and permanent dentition. 1. Milk dentition. It is the first set of teeth in the life of a mammal and is found in young mammals. Milk dentition consists of three types of teeth, namely incisors, canines, and premolars. Milk dentition in human has a total of 20 teeth. 2. Permanent dentition. This is the second set of dentition in the life cycle of a mammal and is found in adults. Permanent dentition is made up of all the four types of teeth in human. It is made up of 32 teeth. The differences between milk and permanent dentition. In milk dentition, there are fewer number of teeth, but in permanent, there is a large number of teeth. In milk dentition, teeth are small in size, but in permanent, teeth are larger in size. In milk dentition, they are made up of three types of teeth, but in permanent dentition, they are made up of four types of teeth. In milk dentition, teeth have short lifespan, but in permanent dentition, teeth have long lifespan. In milk dentition, they are found in young mammal, but in permanent dentition, they are found in adult mammal. The internal structure of the tooth. 1. Enamel. It is the hardest part of the tooth and forms the outermost layer of the crown. It is made up of dead cells and occurs in the crown only. 2. dental. It is found beneath the enamel. It is made up of living cells and occurs in both the crown and the roots and forms the greatest bulk of tooth materials. 3. The pulp cavity. This is the space enclosed by the dentine. The pulp cavity contains nerve fibers and blood vessels which nourish the tooth and remove waste products. 4. The cement. This is a tough substance which surrounds the root of the tooth. The cement locates the tooth in the jawbone. 4. The periodontal membrane. This connects the cement and the jawbone. Its function is to fix the tooth firmly in its socket in the jawbone. Periodontal membrane also cushions the tooth and allows slight movement, in effect to prevent excessive pressure of biting and chewing. Dental formula. Dental formula is the number, types, and arrangement of teeth in one half of the whole lower and upper jaws of an organism. The number of teeth in the dental formula is multiplied by 2 and gives the total number of teeth in an organism.